Port Adelaide, I should say, have got a trial match tomorrow. North Melbourne at Albert Noble, 12:40 p.m. Their senior assistant is Michael Voss, and he joins us now. Vossy, welcome to the show.
Biggs, how you going?
Yeah, very well, thank you. I guess another opportunity tomorrow. Probably the news today, which took a few people by surprise, that Dougal Howard didn't get an opportunity to show what he can do. Just, is there any explanation for that, or is just a little bit down on form?
Oh, it's probably more speaks volumes of some other players that are going okay as well.
Sure.
You know, sometimes it's not just about the player themselves, but the ones around them, and we feel like we've... got a few in you know, reasonable form, and Doug misses out. But you know, we obviously sit pretty comfortable that Dougal Howard playing at his best is sits comfortably in our 22.
Had a body of work last year that was pretty good. I didn't think he was that bad. I for the life of me can't see this. So who are the players that are jumping over the top of him now that are just ripping the door down for selection, Vossie?
Oh, I think it's more just we're determined to, you know, pick the players that we feel like are in the best form at this time of the year. You know, and that's what we've gone with in the side. You know, we've gone back to match committee, and the guys this week, they get a chance at it. Clearly that puts them in a pretty good position to take up round one position. But, you know, as I said earlier today, it doesn't give them exclusive rights. So players can certainly fight their way back into it.
Yeah, shot across the bow. I don't mind that. Paddy Ryder's 100%.
Yeah, he's got 3 week training, so we're probably pleasantly surprised he was able to get a training session in on Wednesday. So even on Wednesday he was training. So yeah, he comes in with no doubt.
Okay, just looked far more dangerous with him in the centre square with his jump. What did you learn or take out of that JLT one with the Paddy and the Lysett combo, Vossy?
Oh, it's still, well, it's not so much a work in progress. I mean, they're both very experienced players. It'll be just the balance of time that we give Paddy and also Scotty. So, you know, obviously Scotty was spent a fair bit of time at West Coast playing forward, so we know he can play that part of the ground quite okay, and so can Paddy. But, you know, we're also determined to, you know, make sure we can balance their time, and if we can get it at the right times of the game, then we'll do that.
You would have had some areas that you would have liked to have done a little bit better against Adelaide. What are some of those things you're working on and trying to touch up against the Kangaroos?
Oh, well, I think the main one is really our defensive part of the game. And, you know, we've talked a little bit about ball movement. That always tends to get the most focus. But, you know, for us, you know, when Adelaide were able to hold the ball for so long and were able to score on transition a little too easily. Now, you know, we're working against a side that's been pretty handy at that for the last 4 or 5 years, so we're always going to be tested in that space, and we'll probably even test it more in 42 degree head against a pretty good side at it. So we still know we've got a little bit of work to go in that area if we're going to get it where we need it.
Look, I thought when you got some good turnover ball, I thought your transition was really good. Is it an issue when you've got a stop play trying to get from, you know, stationary to then getting the ball a bit more free flowing and moving?
No, not really. Actually, we sort of felt it was the other. We felt that we try to put too much speed on it too often, and you know, that's going to ask a massive amount of workload to be able to try and replicate that sort of intensity for 120 minutes. And you know, if we do look at Adelaide and their ability to be able to control the tempo of the game, they did it very, very well and had a pretty good balance in their game. So we're still trying to work on that balance. You know, we've sort of had a thought that we've been too slow a little last year, and but we also don't want to become this manic team that becomes too fast the other way.
Vossy, I don't know. I'm nervous for you. Ollie and Dixon out for round one. We know you've lost Wingard and Pollock. Well, that's done. We know that. You'll cover them. Hartlett's still not right. Your ball movement, your quality of COD inside 50 is still a concern. You're one of the coaches, the senior coaches there. From your perspective, are you confident? Are the coaches and the players confident?
Not a seat of doubt. Roy, so I appreciate your concern, but no, we
well, I know it doesn't
really
mean much, but I've got a lot of Port mates. No, I know it doesn't, Vossy. That's fine. They want to hear that you are confident. There's an air of nervousness about your season.
No, well, I think if you took a picture outside the four walls, we understand that there's a narrative that might have that in place. But inside the four walls, we understand the body of work that we've completed. We've got, you know, we've completed a really rigorous pre-season. We're pretty clear on the strategy that we need to be able to implement. You know, we also know that we're a little short on being able to execute that for 100% of the time, and that's still a work on. But no, we have no doubt inside the four walls. In fact, we're really looking forward to the ability to be able to get out and play and start to change that narrative that is around us.
What we've seen and what we've heard about youngster Zach Butters would suggest to me he'd be one of your favourites. The fact that he doesn't mind trying to get under the skin of the opposition and the way he goes about his business.
Yeah, well, I do like that about him. Even in training, he's got some you know, cheekiness about him, that's for sure. But no, I think poor people are going to love this guy for a long period of time. You know, he's got a want to be able to get the ball in his hands. He hunts the ball really, really well. You know, over time, I'm sure that he'll probably venture through midfield, but he just brings a natural energy about him, and he's just going to be a guy that guys are going to love playing with.
As he hasn't piped up too much. You haven't had to straighten him out, have you?
No. He's got to work out, though, that he's 71.5 kilos. He's probably a bit heavier now, to be fair, but he puts himself in positions where they contest the ball, just puts his body in there. He might die on the football field this year, but yeah, he's not going to die wondering, that's for sure. So just love his energy.
Yeah, Vossi, our guest from Port Adelaide. Marlin Office Furniture Techs, we're interactive. This is from Pete. How is Hammer Hartlett? Is he any chance for round one?
I wouldn't have thought for AFL team. I thought that's a bit of a stretch, but certainly getting up and going is quite feasible. We obviously had to just take him back a little, a couple of weeks back, and we got a couple of concerns there. But we've been able to build him back up, and today he completed a really good session, and we expected to be right to go for round one.
Okay, and how are you enjoying your new role?
Good, yeah. It's certainly been quite different to previous years. Yeah, I've really enjoyed it. Just being able to work with the coaches. Obviously, we've had a new group, and they've all been in different lines, and they've all come with a lot of different thoughts. And you know, we are trying to change a little bit of our profile that we've had in the past, whether that's defensively or with the ball in hand. So that's proved quite challenging, and we've put quite a challenging environment around the players, but they've adapted well.
Okay, and the coaching box is gelling. A few new snoozers in there. You've got to keep them all under control. Is that your role?
No. Well, no. I'll be on the interchange bench this year. So, okay. Yeah, more down on the grass, and looking forward to it. So the coaches. Well, who knows how that's going to go? Let's face it, JLT is not quite as intense as what in season is. So we'll wait and see on that one.
Got a comment on no runners? Is that why you're down there?
A little bit. Well, you know, obviously the importance of being able to get the communication from coach's box down onto the ground is become ever more important. There's been a bit of commentary around the runner. I don't think we really had to activate him too much at all last week. So we'll put a few other little changes in place just to get that more active for us. But fortunately, we've been fairly automated with our rotation, so he hasn't had to perform that task for us. But there's still some key messages we can get out there for the players at critical times.
Okay, there's the 15-kilogram LED board you got to hold up. That's why I thought you might have been down there with those big muscles of yours.
Well, not when you got Chad Corns down there, I think.
Oh, please.
Not really, well and truly. If anyone's holding it up to show the guns, it's going to be him.
Good work. Hey, Vossi, we're looking forward to a great year. Thanks for your time. Port v North, Albert and Oval, 12:40. A big one for you. Thanks for your time.
No worries, guys. Cheers.
There we go. Michael Voss, senior assistant at the Port Adelaide Footy Club. That's a big game tomorrow for them. They'd want to just tune up a little bit on where they were last week. The other thing, of course, is Jared Pollock back for the first time, along with, not sure if Jasper Pittard.
Yeah, they'll trash talk him.
So that'll be interesting to see the reception those guys get.